From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabweans are hoping for a speedy and smooth resolution to their nation's sudden political crisis as opposition figures, civil society, and religious groups urge longtime President Robert Mugabe to step down in the wake of military takeovers.
Some key figures in Zimbabwe's opposition are proposing a transitional government ahead of the elections already planned for next year. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai on Thursday urged Mr. Mugabe to resign.
Taking full regard of his legacy and a contribution to Zimbabwe.
The vice president Mugabe recently fired, arguably the catalyst for this military takeover, has kept a low profile. Emerson Mnangagwa, says Piers Pigou of the International Crisis Group, will lose credibility if he appears too close to the military.
It is absolutely critical for the new incumbents to be able to, I suppose, distance themselves as quickly as possible from the illegal actions of the armed forces here.
But Chitio says the negotiators have a lot to discuss. The crisis came out of a long-running, bitter rift in the ruling ZANU-PF party, which Mugabe has led for decades. Observers saw the move to fire Mnangagwa as a step toward the installation of Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, as vice president. That would have put the unpopular first lady next in line, behind her 93-year-old husband. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A lengthy investigation has led to the arrest of nearly 300 people said to be associated with the violent gang MS-13, a group U.S. President Donald Trump has said America should be rid of. Led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States, 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base. This is VOA News. Nine United States-funded news organizations are targeted in a new Russian legislation.
The bill comes in response to U.S. demands that Russian state-funded RTTV register as a foreign agent. The Justice Ministry said Thursday it has notified the U.S. government-funded Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, along with its regional outlets, that they could be designated as foreign agents under the new law. The bill was endorsed by Russia's lower house on Wednesday, but needs to be approved by the upper house and signed by President Vladimir Putin to become law. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives passed significant changes to the nation's tax code for the first time in three decades and by a comfortable vote margin Thursday, giving President Donald Trump and congressional Republicans a much-needed win after a year of legislative setbacks. House Speaker Paul Ryan's long-held goal of reforming the nation's tax code appeared in jeopardy earlier this year after Republicans tried and failed to deliver on another long-term campaign promise that's repealing and replacing former President Barack Obama's Affordable Care Act. After the vote, Ryan said this bill would help America's poor.
We ask the people of this country who are struggling, give us a chance to make good by you. Give us a chance to make lives better for you. Give us a chance to improve your life. This conference today did one of the greatest things we could possibly do to make good on that promise, and I'm so proud.
In the Senate, both Democrats and Republicans have expressed some skepticism about this plan, with Democrats calling it a tax break for the wealthy. Democratic U.S. Senator Al Franken of the state of Minnesota has apologized and asked for an ethics investigation of his actions after a Los Angeles newscaster Thursday accused him of groping and aggressively kissing her in 2006, 2 years before he was elected. Hours earlier, former TV host and Playboy model Leanne Tweeden said while traveling with Franken on a goodwill trip to entertain American troops in the Middle East, Franken kissed and groped her without her consent, and she said there was nothing funny about it. A drone has landed three journalists and their driver in jail after Myanmar authorities say they violated its import-export law. They brought the drone into the country as part of a documentary that they were doing for Turkish state television TRT. They already have been sentenced to 2 months in jail on a summary conviction for breaking the country's 1934 aircraft law. But it says the journalists obtained all required permits to do their story, but the arresting officer said they had not declared the drone when they entered the country. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.